Richard the Lionheart, the King of England, spent much of his reign fighting wars, fighting crusades in the Middle East and France, funded by taxes he collected from the English. In 1199, he died and his brother John became king. He kept fighting wars in France, kept losing battles, and kept taxing the English barons to fund it. The barons got grumpy, rebelled, took over London, and King John had to negotiate. Enter stage left, Magna Carta. The first formal document stating that a king had to follow the laws of the land. It guaranteed the rights of individuals. Except it wasn't actually called Magna Carta when it was engrossed, sealed, and issued by King John in 1215. It was called the Charter of Runnymede. Can't think why they'd want to rename that. 2 years later, it came to be known as Magna Carta, Latin for Great Charter. So, what does this thing look like? It's time for a live Magna Carta satellite link-up. I say satellite, I mean mobile telephone.
Hello.
Hello, who are you?
Oh, I'm Sarah Rickett at Salisbury Cathedral.
Oh, and where are you standing right now, Sarah?
I'm actually in the beautiful chapter house at Salisbury Cathedral looking at the Magna Carta.
Wow, an original copy. So you can answer this question. What does it look like?
Well, it's just bigger than A3. It's a single sheet of vellum, which is sheepskin. It's got absolutely tiny writing, beautifully done, which is medieval Latin.
And there are four originals that survive today, but they don't all look like the one you're in front of, do they?
The other three, which are in the British Library and Lincoln Castle, they have different handwriting, and some of them are even done landscape, whereas ours here at Salisbury is portrait.
And people can just turn up and see it?
They can come any day of the week, absolutely, and to find out the times of opening, then we would ask people to look at our website.
Magna Carta contains 63 clauses. If you got yourself a pipe and slippers, sat down and read all the words in this document back to back in one sitting, it would actually only take you about 20 minutes. So, what's in it? Perhaps most importantly, the document paved the way for trial by jury. This is clause 39.
No free man shall be taken or imprisoned or deceased, or outlawed, or exiled, or in any way harmed. Nor will we go upon or send upon him, save by the lawful judgment of his peers, or by the law of the land.
In actual fact, Magna Carta contains very few statements about legal principles. Most of it's about feudal rights and customs. It was all about King John appeasing those barons. And only three clauses are valid today. Another guarantees the liberties of the English Church. And that is not quite everything you need to know about Magna Carta.